And if you have your Bibles, open with me very shortly. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 14 tonight. I want to challenge you this evening, because we all need to be challenged. I want to challenge you this evening with a word that comes in Matthew chapter 14 in verse number 29, and the word is come. In Matthew chapter 14, I'm only going to read one verse. In verse number 29, it says, "And he said, come." And I've underlined that about five times in my Bible. "And he said," this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, "he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water." I want you to understand this. Peter walked on the water. To go to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We're thankful, Lord, for the word of truth that ministers to us, that challenges us, that changes us. And Father, we pray tonight that you would speak to us in a great way. Lord, we can do nothing without you. We can do nothing on our own. We can do nothing without the power of God moving us, without the word of God going before us. And Father, tonight as we are gathered here, we don't want to hear from a man. We don't want to hear from a storybook. We want to hear from truth, from the word of God. And we pray that you would challenge us tonight. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, for bringing us all here tonight, for ministering over in Thailand, for ministering to the uttermost parts of the earth. And now we pray, Lord, that our focus would be right here on this word, come. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if anybody has children, you've used this word, come. Come here. And if your children are like my children, they look at you in this way that demonstrates they don't understand English. Jacob, come here. It is some foreign word. I have a dog. He's a golden retriever. I say, Copper, come. And you know what he does? He lays there and looks at me like he doesn't understand English. And so I look here in the Word of God, and I see this thing where Peter's out there, he's on the storm, he's afraid, Jesus comes walking by, and the disciples are gathered there, and they're looking out, and the Bible says that they are sore afraid, and they're thinking some spirit is walking by, and Peter's standing there, and he's afraid, and Jesus speaks to him, he says, "It's me, it's I, it is I." And Peter says, "If it's really you, bid me to come unto you." And Jesus just says one word. He didn't explain. He didn't say, "Peter, come on, look at me." He said one word to Peter, "Come." And Peter is on a boat. There's a storm. There are waves. Now, you understand a storm because you just had one pass by and how afraid everyone was of a storm. Peter's on a boat in the middle of the water, and he's a afraid, and then he thinks he sees a ghost. Oh, maybe it is Jesus, maybe it isn't. If it is you. And Jesus says, come. Come to do what? Something impossible. Come, do something impossible. You cannot do it. The Mythbusters have proved you cannot walk on water. Can't do it. I know that as a child, I did the, let me see if I can run across. I can't do it. Nobody can. It's impossible. But Jesus told Peter, come and do something impossible. Now we sit here and there are times where we're looking out and we're looking at our bank accounts or we're looking at our own lives or we're looking at our work situation and we pray and say, God, if you're in this, if you want me to give, I will do what you want. If you want me to go to Thailand, you got to let me know. If you're in it, if it is you, tell me to come. And Jesus says this word, come. And you say, wait a minute, this is impossible. I don't have any more money in my bank account. I can't give to missions. Wait a minute, God, I have to leave my house. I have to sell my house. I have to sell my car. I have grandkids. I can't go to Thailand. It's impossible. What did Jesus say? Come. See, all too often, We forget about this thing called faith. There's an enemy to faith that we all face every day, and that is doubt. We give Peter a hard time because all we focus on is him sinking down into the water. But Peter is still the only one through the power of God. Now, we know that in and of ourselves, it is impossible for Peter to have walked on that water. But the Bible says he did. The Bible says he did. I'm going to read this for you. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. How is that possible? Jesus was with him. See, it wasn't just an emotional response. He did go before the throne of God and he prayed and he said, God, if you're in this, if you want me to do it, if it's really you and not just my burden, not just my emotion. You see, we shouldn't just do anything recklessly. You didn't see all the disciples just saying, hey, it's Jesus, let's jump into the water. Peter said, if you're in this, God. See, by faith, we should pray. And say, God, is this what you want me to do? Are you in this? And when we work by faith and apply this word come and we obey by faith, God can use us to do things that are impossible because it isn't you that's doing it. It's Him. It is absolutely impossible for somebody like me to go to a place like Thailand and see God build a church. It's impossible. I hate hot weather. I didn't like spicy food. I spent a year in Asia in the military, and I hated Asia. I said, God, I'll never go back. And he said, yes, you are. So how can God do this? Not me. And as beautiful as my wife is, not her. And as cute as my kids are, not them, it's God. And so when you're sitting here in the position you are, you might look out and see all of this vast mission field and see this area of Jupiter and see this area in Florida, and you might say, God, it's impossible for us to make an impact here. People are too wealthy, they're not interested. People are this, they're not interested. It's Florida. I was coming over here. I was on the Sunshine Skyway. I thought it was a Mario Kart game. That is a cool name. And I'm coming over here and I'm thinking, this is beautiful. And we might say, God, we do all we can. But are you doing it by faith? Peter steps out of the boat and he walks on water. And I love that phrase, to go to Jesus. It wasn't for himself. He wasn't looking back at the disciples and saying, ah, look at me, you're scared. There was no bragging in it. There was no boasting in and of himself. His eyes was fixed on the Savior. So God could do a miracle in him and through him. About 2 years ago, we were out passing out tracts. And as we're passing out tracts, we go into this neighborhood. And we start passing out tracts, and then this man comes out in tie. He starts yelling at us, telling, you can't pass out tracts here. Get out of here. And so we were very polite, and we said, yes, sir. We got in the car. We drove away. And 2 weeks later, that guy, Bond, shows up. And he brings his wife. 2 weeks later, she gets saved. They are both in our Bible Institute. We're praying that God would lead him to preach. He is teaching. There's a number of circumstances that happened in Thailand, and I came back for my daughter's wedding, and that's why we're back at this point in time. And then my partner had a death in the family, and he had to come off. And so our Thai church was all alone by itself. And that man, Bon, was preaching and teaching the Word of God in our absence. We had a lady in the church pass away. And her son set up things in a Thai temple. And Bond and Khun Tham decided that's not going to happen. Lung Suti wants the gospel preached at his wife's funeral. And they went into the Thai temple and preached the word of God boldly. without any missionary trying to hold their hands to do it. They did it. Why? Because you stepped out by faith and got on the water and sent us over there to Thailand. I want you to look at another verse here with me. And verse number 33 says, "Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. "Saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Whenever somebody steps out by faith to serve God, we see people come and worship God. We talk about revival a lot, don't we? Revival is not an emotional thing. Revival is obedience to the Word of God and having people affected because of somebody's obedience by faith to the Word of God. That's what we see here. These were the disciples. They were revived. They got excited. Why? Because of who Jesus was, not that Peter walked on water. When we come and we show you these things, we really don't want you to get excited about us. Because it isn't about us. God could use anybody. It just so happens that we surrendered and we said, we'll go. When he said, come, we said, yes, sir. And you partnered with us. We want you to glorify God the way we see here. Get revived. Get excited. Why? Because this is done by faith. Now, I want you to understand some things about faith, and then we'll be finished. First thing I want you to understand is that faith and obedience go hand in hand. We argue a lot about what is faith, what does it mean. The truth is, you know, we use Bible verse, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and that's true. But the Bible tells us, like in Mark chapter 2, when four men brought a palsied man to the feet of Jesus, the Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, it's something that can be seen. Those men were in obedience. They understood that Jesus was the one who could heal, and so they brought this man to Jesus. Here we see faith and people glorifying God because Peter was an obedient. Lord, if you're in it, call me. Come. He walked out on water. Every single time we look at people like Abraham, we look at people like Noah, we look at people like Jacob, all of them believed the promises of God and put feet to it. And that is faith. When the Word of God says to go, what do we need to do if we're going to walk by faith? Go. You say, go where? You need to get alone with God and pray about that and see where God's going to send you. But I guarantee you, go here. Jupiter, Florida, there's a lot of people around this area. You say, go how? By faith. Obey God. Say, I can't speak to people. I have to communicate with people in another language. Pawa prajao song rak lok jong dai song pratan prabut ong deo kong pra ong. I had to learn that just for John 3:16. You go here, it's on football games, it's everywhere. And let me tell you, I'm preaching the Word of God, and I don't know how many times I make mistakes. But I do it by faith. 2 years ago, I was preaching, and I was sharing, it was around Christmas time, and God had helped me to see some things about when the angels came to Zacharias, and they came to Joseph, and they came to Mary, and how each time it was, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to obey the Word of God. Don't be afraid. So I had all these things about not being afraid, and I was real excited about it, and it was something that I hadn't seen before, and God had made real to me, and I was going to go preach this to our Thai folks, and I said, Yah, glualoy! Yah, glualoy! The problem is the word for don't is Yah. I didn't say Yah. I said Yah. The word Yah means grass. So instead of saying don't be afraid or fear not, I was saying fear the grass. Not once, not twice, repeatedly. And as they're laughing the way you are, I'm thinking to myself, what am I saying that's so funny? So then I said it one more time, and they're laughing. I listened to myself this time, and I said, oh, those stupid tones. But yet, we're still there preaching the Word of God by faith. They laughed at me. They still bring that up and make fun of me. How dare they? I'm going back to America where I can mess up my own language. You see, we go by faith. Faith isn't about what we can do. Faith is about what God can do through us, in our mistakes or in our abilities. Peter was just a guy. He couldn't really walk on water, but God could make him walk on water. Not only do we have to have obedience, but we have to have trust. Look at verse number 27 with me. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. As Jesus comes walking by, they fear he is a specter, they fear he is some spirit. And as he comes closer, he just speaks to them and says, don't be afraid, it's me. And knowing that Jesus was coming close to them, knowing that Jesus is right there with them, you know what that brings? Trust. I know who Jesus is. I know that he's with me. And because of that, Peter had the courage to say, God, if it is you, call me. If you're in it, call me, and I'll come down and walk on water to where you are. They could trust Jesus Christ, and so can we. Faith means that we trust in who he is and what he can do in and through us. We forget sometimes, don't we? I remember that time 22 years ago when I heard the Word of God for the first time. And I remember Pastor Rader standing up there and saying, by grace through faith. And those words, by grace through faith, stuck in my heart and challenged me about my own salvation. And I came to Jesus and I said, I need you. And I trusted him as my Lord and Savior. And I gave him all my sin. And he put a ring on my finger. And he made me a son. And I trusted him to take away all my sin. And I have confidence from his word that I have no doubts about where I'm going when I die. And I trust him then. Why can't I trust him with the other things in my life? I've trusted him with the most important thing there is, my eternal salvation. I can trust him with my money. I can trust him with sending me to Thailand. I can trust him with my family. I can trust him with anything. Why? He's proven himself to me over and over and over again. The old saying is, if God fails me this time, it'll be the first time. God will never fail. The disciples saw that Jesus comes close, and Peter says, if it's you, call me. There was trust. And lastly, obedience, trust, and this thing I like, fellowship. Faith will always bring fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me, if you would, at verse number 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, who's they? Jesus and Peter. When they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Every single time in the Word of God where people step out by faith, it brings others into fellowship with God. I could tell you story after story after story about how God has used my wife in Thailand. We were there for about 2 years, and a lady by the name of Kuntoy kind of shows up. She's got some problems in her life, and my wife, in her very limited Thai at that point in time, opened up the Word of God and just witnessed to her. And you would say it is impossible for this person to get saved. She came for a long time, and then boom, I know who Jesus is. And she got excited and began sharing the Word of God with others. We did discipleship with her. She brought her son. Why? Because somebody stepped out by faith. We have a church right now that is overflowing. We're praying that God would give us a new building. We can't fit any more in our little area that we meet. We have about 60 who will come on a Sunday morning. We'd have more if we could fit them. We have moved our pulpit all the way to the front. We have put chairs all the way to the back doors where people literally cannot walk into the building right now. Brings fellowship, people coming to Christ, not because of who I am, not because of who my family is, but because of who our God is. He's a great God. He is an awesome God. And He can use you if you'd let Him. And how do you do that? One, you need to pray and ask God if He's in something. Don't ever just do something out of emotion. Let God lead you and direct you through His Word. But when you hear this word, come. You got to be obedient. You say, but it's impossible. That's all right. God's in the business of doing the impossible. You say, God, yeah, He told me to give this much. He told me to do this much. He told me to go here. He told me to do that. I heard the word, come. Step out by faith. Walk on the water. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. The Lord called us to missions, and my wife and I had believed that because my mom was from Mexico, hey, we're going to be, we actually didn't pray about it. We just said, hey, we're going to be missionaries to Mexico. And I can remember praying for a family in Thailand because we knew them, and we watched their slide presentation, and we prayed. And then I can remember reading in John chapter 4 and God saying, why can't you go? And I thought, well, my wife really doesn't want to go to Thailand. Right? I had to throw it on my wife, preacher. My wife really doesn't want to go to Thailand. And God said, no, come. I said, okay, I got to break it to my wife now. And I remember I took her to a restaurant. Because, you know, that's where you go when you have to break news, right? Took her to a really nice restaurant. We're sitting there, and I'm telling her how beautiful she is, and I'm really laying it on, and my wife is intelligent. She knows something's up. And I said, I got to tell you something. She says, we're going to Thailand, aren't we? I said, yeah, why am I spending all this money? Let's go back home. No. When we step out by faith, we will see God do the impossible. He will call two people to be together and go and serve. I want to challenge you tonight. Whatever it is, do you hear that word? Come. Come out on visitation. Come pass out tracts. Come and give the faith promise. Come and take a survey trip. Come and take a missions trip. Surrender. Come. Do you hear God calling you? And if you do, walk out by faith and see God use you in a great way. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You so much for tonight. We pray, Lord, that You would help us to honor You and praise You. I pray, Lord, that You would do a work here at Beacon Baptist Church. Father, mold people, move people, have people yield to Your calling. That word, come. The storm is raging. It's all around. The world is trying to distract us. The world is trying to destroy us. Just like that storm was trying to do. And yet Peter focused on Jesus Christ. And he said, if it is You, call me, bid me to come unto You. And Jesus said, come. And Father, I pray that the folks here tonight would be challenged with the idea and the truth, the doctrine of faith from the Word of God. And if you're working on somebody to come, that they would surrender today. That they would just yield to You and walk out by faith. We're so thankful, Lord, for Your word and for Your truth. And we ask that You would meet with us this evening.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.